The Build Back Better bill passed by the House includes a measure to cap insulin prices at $35 a month. Millions of people in the United States need insulin to manage their diabetes. Without it, they would die. But even with health insurance, some pay $1,000 a month for the drug. President Biden talked about those prices earlier this week.
These price increases are about companies looking to maximize profits and nobody standing up for the patients.
So why is insulin so expensive? Joining us now is Dr. Jing Luo. He's from the Center for Pharmaceutical Policy and Prescribing at the University of Pittsburgh. Dr. Luo, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And how would you describe the journey that the price of insulin has been on over the past couple of decades?
Yeah, I think skyrocketing is the right word, I would say, for at least the list price of insulin. And that's kind of like the price that the manufacturer set, not necessarily what patients or payers might pay.
How much has it gone up?
I'd have to go back and look at the numbers, but it probably would be safe to say somewhere in the order of 300 to 500%.
Okay, so that is more than significant. And as with anything, there's probably many reasons why. But what's one of the most important reasons why this is happening?
Probably the simplest explanation for that is the fact that we have a very limited number of insulin manufacturers in this country. And so when you have a setting where there's only a few suppliers, but the demand for the medication is quite great, it results in a situation where manufacturers can raise their prices without much blowback.
I'm just going to keep asking why. Why are there only a handful of insulin manufacturers? You know, if there were more, that would drive costs down, right?
That's absolutely right. Insulin is a bit harder to manufacture than small molecule drugs like aspirin or Tylenol. It is a biologic, which means it's made in living organisms using recombinant DNA technology. And the quality assurance has to be very good as well, because people are injecting these medicines into their skin, and you don't want people to get infections, and you want the medication to work as it was intended. So that, I think, from the beginning, sets a little bit of a bar in terms of how many manufacturers can make the thing. There's also this regulatory issue. Historically, it's been regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, very much alike a small drug. But very recently, insulin has transitioned into a pathway that was originally more designed for biologic medications. And the amount of evidence that a new generic manufacturer must generate to show that their molecule is very similar to the brand name product is much higher. There's a much higher evidentiary threshold or bar that they must meet.
I see. So you are getting to something that I'm wondering about. Insulin discovered in the 1920s by men who did not at the time want to profit from the drug. And it's been almost 100 years, which makes me wonder why there isn't a cheap generic version of the drug available.
There are some medications that we would consider akin to generics. There's a drug there called insulin glargine, which is made by a generic manufacturer, Biocon and Mylan. And this is a copycat product for Sanofi's insulin glargine. The FDA has recently made the determination that Biocon and Mylan's insulin glargine is essentially equivalent to Sanofi's glargine product. And so hopefully that will drive down the price a little bit, but it's a little bit early to make that determination.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a glimmer of potentially good news. Now, over the past 2 years or so, several states have put caps on the price of insulin that range from $25 to $100 for a monthly supply. And now there's this new law that's going through Congress that would cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month. Are these types of laws the best way to control the price?
They're effective, but they're quite blunt. One of the potential critiques about price caps like $35 copays is in the details. First, does the $35 apply to all of the insulins that any individual patient might need? Or is it just per insulin product, per 30-day supply? There are millions of Americans who might use two different insulin products, which means that there's a possibility that rather than paying $35 copay, they're paying that twice every 30 days. That's the first point. And then the second is that when you cap the out-of-pocket payments, that's really good for that individual patient. But there is a possibility that the health insurer, whether it's Medicaid, Medicare, or a commercial plan or an employer-sponsored plan, they might be paying more for every insulin script that's dispensed, which then could result in everybody paying slightly higher monthly premiums.
There's a lot at stake here to figure this out. Some people, because the cost of insulin is so high, they're rationing their doses. Some people are dying because they're not able to take their insulin. Are you confident that this has sort of elevated itself to a point where we've got to figure this out?
Yeah, I mean, I've been yelling about this for years, and I finally feel like there's a lot more traction, and I'm really excited about these provisions that are in the Build Back Better Act, but we'll have to see if Congress actually gets it together and passes it, and it becomes law.
Dr. Jing Luo at the Center for Pharmaceutical Policy and Prescribing at the University of Pittsburgh, thank you so much.
Thank you.